Welcome to the Dubrova Sculpture Park, a place where nature and art meet in the quiet beauty of the Istrian countryside. Set between Labin and Sveta Nedelja, along the old road linking Pula and Rijeka, the park spans more than 30 hectares of the former Dubrova estate, once owned by the distinguished Batiala Lazarini noble family. Today it stands as one of Croatia's most significant sites of modern and contemporary outdoor art. The story of Dubrova began in 1970 with the first Mediterranean Sculpture Symposium. The initiative came from artists Josip Diminić, Milena Lah and Quintino Bassani, supported by art historian Branko Fučić, respected cultural and political figure Josip Faraguna and Lucian Martinčić, the estate's manager, who was searching for a way to preserve the property from decay. Their vision was to create a place where artists could work directly in nature, free from walls and constraints, using Istrian stone, a material deeply rooted in the region's landscape and identity. Its monumental potential and bright color stood in striking contrast to the darkness that once defined Labin's coal mining past. The early years of the symposium were connected to the 50th anniversary of the Labin Republic, a short-lived workers' self-governance established by the miners of Labin in 1921 in response to fascist violence and harsh working conditions. From February to April 1921, the miners took control of the mines, organized their own security, and adopted the guiding principle Kova je naša, the mine is ours. Although it lasted only a few weeks, the Labin Republic is considered the first anti-fascist uprising in Europe, leaving a deep historical and cultural imprint. Its legacy strongly influenced artistic creation, inspiring many artists with themes of workers' struggle, freedom, and local identity, elements that continue to shape the cultural heritage of the Labin region. The first two sculptures of the symposium were placed on the historical borders of the Labin Republic, while the third was symbolically installed within today's sculpture park. At the same time, numerous sculpture symposia were emerging across Europe. Among the most prominent was Forma Viva in Slovenia, which inspired the establishment of similar gatherings in Istria. From the beginning, Dubrova belonged to this international movement that promoted the idea of art existing outside museum walls, in the very landscape where it is created and to which it belongs. The first symposium brought together sculptors from Croatia and abroad who spent the summer carving stone, exchanging ideas, learning from one another, and leaving their works behind. This is how the park gradually took shape, an open-air gallery under the sky that expanded year after year. Today, Dubrova is home to more than 70 sculptures created over several decades. Among the artists are some of the most important names in Croatian and European art: Edo Murtić, Dušan Džamonja, Ivan Kožarić, Branko Ružić, Šime Vulas, Marija Ujević-Galetović, Ratko Petrić, Vjenceslav Richter, Julije Knifer, and many others. Their works range from bold geometric forms to quiet poetic structures that blend effortlessly into the surrounding landscape. At the heart of the park lies the Dolac Amphitheater, designed by Josip Diminić. Nestled in a natural hollow, Dolac was envisioned as a venue for concerts, theater performances, and public gatherings. Its stone seating follows the contours of the terrain, creating a space that feels both simple and powerful, a meeting point of art and everyday life. From Dolac, the path continues toward the White Road, a spatial artistic project composed of 16 mosaic segments, each about 25 meters long. The road symbolizes the process of creating and observing, guiding visitors through the park and connecting its sculptures into a single coherent experience. Walking along it, one can sense Dubrova's central idea that art is not separate from its environment, but a part of it, offering a truly unique experience, a walk across works of art. The Mediterranean Sculpture Symposium also serves as a long-standing artist residency. Residencies give artists the opportunity to stay in the park, work on new creations, and explore the relationship between art and nature. They are not only workspaces, but also places of encounter, dialogue, and the exchange of ideas between local and international artists. Through these programs, Dubrova builds connections with cultural institutions, universities, and art organizations, creating a network that reaches far beyond the local community. The symposium continues today, typically every 2 years, and each edition brings new works, sculptures that remain in the park as lasting traces of shared creative effort. In addition, the park regularly hosts workshops, guided tours, and various cultural events. The local community plays an active role. Schools, cultural associations, and residents of Labin and its surroundings take part in preparations, volunteering, and event organization. Through this collaboration, Dubrova becomes not only a park, but a shared space of creativity and interaction. As you walk through the park, you'll notice how each sculpture responds to nature in its own way. Some stand monumental and commanding, while others are small and almost hidden, nestled in the grass or beside dry stone walls. Stone is always present, sometimes rough and unrefined, sometimes polished and gentle, always speaking of its connection to the Istrian landscape and tradition. This bond between material, artist, and place is what makes Dubrova truly special. On the western side of the park, a viewpoint opens towards the old town of Labin and the Adriatic coast. Here, the harmony between art and nature is most clearly seen, without fences, without boundaries between the works and their surroundings. The park changes with the light. In the morning, the stone appears sharp and bright, while in the afternoon, the shadows soften and create an atmosphere of calm. Dubrova is open throughout the year and accessible to everyone, free of charge. It is not only an open-air museum, but a living space where something new is always happening. For more than 50 years, generations of artists, students, visitors, and locals have passed through. Yet the idea remained unchanged, that the art and life can intertwine and that every stone can become part of a larger story. Thanks to the artists, organizers, and community, Dubrova is now recognized not only as a cultural treasure of Croatia, but also as an example of how artistic creation can be naturally woven into the landscape and the lives of the people who inhabit it. Here, art is not separate from everyday life. It is an integral part of it. This is why a walk through the Dubrova Sculpture Park is not simply a tour of sculptures, but an encounter with a place, an idea, and the time preserved within it. Thank you for being here today. We hope you'll return because every walk along Dubrova's paths reveals something new, a different light, a fresh perspective, and the sense of connection that stays with you long after you leave.